well.
Good. Yesterday, you were busy. How many different locations did you get to make it to yesterday, Terry?
Oh, my goodness. I started down at Route 3 at Ken Keller Highway, kind of made my way up through there, went the Ava Blacktop and hit Route 4, and then went to Virgin's and Elkville. So, the three major areas of concentration in Jackson County were Ava, Virgin's, and Elkville, and I ended up in Elkville just helping to do some cleanup. So I put my gloves on and had on my boots and just kind of pitched in.
All right. Are there ways that the state of Illinois can help the folks that were involved in whether it's White or Jackson County?
We're looking at some things, just really some shortcomings that I found yesterday making my way around. One is in some of these smaller towns, if they lose electricity before they sound the tornado warnings, they don't have the ability to sound those warnings. They need generators at the firehouses where the sirens are. So we're going to be looking at if there's a way we can get some generators for those smaller fire places, firehouses. And the governor should be making a tour today. So we'll be talking a lot about how we can make our responses faster and better for folks. But I tell you, volunteers jumped in. It was a sight to behold.
You know, it's interesting because when things go wrong in other locations, you find that the immediate point is the government come and help us. Whereas in Southern Illinois, people go out and help themselves, and their neighbors help them, and the church helps them, and the police help them, and the city helps them, and the mayor who's driving by helps them, and the mayor who walks down the street with a shovel clearing out the leaves from the drain so that the street's clean, because he's doing that early in the morning. As a matter of fact, a friend of mine who I've known for 45 years posted yesterday, he was in this involved, and he says, so proud to be from the Midwest. Dozens, even hundreds of neighbors helping clean up after last night's storms. Not like a lot of our country where people would be asking, where's my check and where's my government hands out? We just quietly get it done. That's from Mr. Bob Bundren.
Yeah, that's exactly what was going on. On 127, the Sullivans, that with total loss of their house right there on the highway as you go into Virgin's, and there were people stopping, you know, put their gloves, boots on, like I said, and just would stop. And even if they only had a few minutes, wherever you stop, there were people that were just, you know, going out in the field picking up metal that or whole barns had been blown away. And in Elkville, I asked the folks, because there was food and water already there. There were 100-plus volunteers. I said, what do you guys need? What can I help you with? And believe it or not, what they needed was an outhouse.
Yep.
They had all these volunteers there, and people had to leave to go down to Casey's to use the restroom. So right. Within a couple hours, we were able to get an outhouse there. And I want to give a shout-out to Midwest in Carbondale for not only delivering that within just a couple hours, but also donating that. And so they really, some other folks were willing to drop some stuff off and maybe charge for it, but they delivered it and just did it as a public service. So but really appreciate that.
Before I let you go, this is what I consider essential information. If you are in Elkville, if you had property damage, if you had structures damaged or destroyed, that at the Elkville Library, there is a form. It is used to deal with your property taxes. It's a notice of destruction form. They have them for you at the Elkville Library. This is information that came to me via the Jackson County Assessor's Office. What you want to do is if your home, you had a garage, you had a building, you had an outhouse, you had a barn that was destroyed, you fill out this notice of destruction form that's waiting for you at the Elkville Library, submit that so you don't pay property taxes on a building that no longer exists.
Yeah, that's a good point. And, you know, the other thing, there is at the Baptist Church in Elkville, they're going to be meeting today to kind of disperse volunteers to Elkville and Virgin's. Keep in mind there are some folks in the Ava area that also lost their homes. So each town is kind of coordinating volunteers, but Elkville is meeting at the Baptist Church, and they'll disperse volunteers from there.
All right. Hey, I've got to let you go, and I got to get into sports. Mm-hmm. Terry, if you need something else, you please let me know, would you?
I sure will, Tom. Thanks so much.
Thanks, ma'am. It's now 8:16 News Radio WJPF. Later this hour, we'll also be joined by Governor Bruce Rauner That's going to be at 8:40 this morning. And he is on his way to Southern Illinois, where he has two locations today that he will be visiting here. Of course, he was in LaSalle and some other places yesterday. But today, White County, 11 a.m., he's going to be at the Sheriff's Department there and then going to head to Crossville to survey the storm damage. And then he'll be heading to Jackson County, more specifically, U.S. 51 and Lacey Road, Elkville. That's expected to be at 2 p.m. today. 8:17, time for sports. Here's Matt Varney.